Jonathan Hall, KC, is the independent reviewer of terrorism legislation. And speaking to Today last month, he said the decision to prescribe Palestine Action was correct.
The basis upon which they could be prescribed as a terrorist organization is that they're involved in only serious damage to property. So all other terrorist organizations are banned or prescribed because they are using or threatening violence to people. There are some genuine issues here about what serious damage to property actually means. Do you have to sort of look at one particular incident that's worth millions of pounds? Can you aggregate lots of separate incidents they might have been involved in? Does it have to involve some elements of national security? And there's a sort of interesting thought piece, I suppose. If you were to be someone like Just Stop Oil and you threw a can of soup over Van Gogh's sunflowers and it caused £10 million worth of damage, in theory, under our law, that would amount to terrorism. I mean, personally, I think that this is within the bounds of acceptability. I think particularly when you look at what's happened most recently at Price Norton, because that obviously affects damage in the sense of national security.
Lord Hayne, Peter Hayne, is a Labour peer who has said that the likes of anti-apartheid campaigners in South Africa would have been banned under laws like the one used to stop Palestine Action. And Peter Hayne joins us on PM now. Good evening.
Evening.
Within the bounds of the law and what is acceptable under legislation, we just heard from Jonathan Hall. Why do you think the government's got this so wrong?
Because, as the High Court judge said today, it is putting people who are protesting peacefully in a box labeled terrorists. Now, can anybody seriously maintain that Palestine Action, by the way, I've never supported its activity or been on any of its protests, so I'm not a spokesman for it. But can anybody say that somebody holding up a placard is the same as Al-Qaeda ramming the Twin Towers and killing 3,000 innocent people, or Islamic State, which murdered thousands of people and attacked all sorts of places in Europe as well as Sri Lanka, innocent bystanders, which is the essence of terrorism, to attack innocent bystanders? Is anybody seriously suggesting somebody holding up a placard supporting Palestine Action or saying that what is happening in Gaza is terrible, or equivalent to those terrorist group? Surely not. So otherwise, you completely devalue the meaning of terrorism.
So you think banning Palestine Action conflates protest and terrorism?
It does. And if you looked at some of the heroines today, the suffragettes, they're exalted today, but they were absolutely vilified when they were protesting for the right for women to vote. I mean, they did lots of things that make Palestine Action's members spraying paint on military aircraft in Price Norton seem positively moderate. They attacked property. They even cut telegraph and telephone wires. They hid a small homemade bomb inside Westminster Station and inside post boxes. They did lots of things which were criticized at the time. And if that had happened today, they would have been labeled terrorists, suffragettes labeled terrorists. I don't think that's right. I think real terrorists of the kind that, as Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, I worked to stop the IRA committing serious terrorist offences, as they had over the decades, through a peace negotiation. Real terrorists ought to be prosecuted and ought to be imprisoned if they can be brought to justice. These people could be charged with a range of offences. The people who invaded Price Norton, and by the way, real terrorists would have probably bombed those aircraft, not sprayed paint on them. Real terrorists can be brought to justice. Palestine Action supporters who are committing attacks on property invite prosecution, and there's plenty of legislation, including criminal damage, under which they could be
prosecuted.
But
it's not just attacks on property, is it? Since the group's launch in July 2020, Palestine Action has carried out more than 385 direct actions against firms that it links to Israel's military, causing, according to the government, millions of pounds of damage. As Dominic Casciani said, the damage to the planes at Price Norton was really just the final straw for Yvette Cooper. And she argues, and you know this, of course, that this is damaging and harming critical national security infrastructure,
in
for which
case,
the whole country benefits.
in which case prosecute them for criminal damage, because that's what it is, and prosecute their leadership and anybody involved in organizing that for criminal damage. But don't call them terrorists, because that is putting them in the same box as Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, or in the past, for example, the IRA, which nobody seriously believes is the case. And my and why I think the judge's, the justice's decision today is important, because it effectively supports my argument on this. Once you start conflating peaceful protesters with real terrorists, you devalue the whole label terrorism, and you reduce, and you completely demolish the freedom to protest peacefully. It is no wonder that over 200 peaceful protesters have been arrested by the police. I think the police are being put in an invidious position, having
have
to
you made your argument
treat
to,
people that way.
Sorry, Peter. Have you made your argument to anyone in government? I mean, you know.
Well,
I
made
them.
It on the. I made it on the floor of the House of Lords, and I lost that argument. I voted against the government for the first time in this government, and I didn't do that lightly, because I think this is fundamentally wrong. It's fundamentally an attack on the right of freedom to protest non-violently. It would have restricted, if not banned, some of the activity we undertook in the anti-apartheid movement, and certainly it would have put the suffragettes in the box labeled terrorism as well. How can anybody defend that?
Let me ask you your thoughts more broadly on the government's approach to the crisis in Gaza. The announcement yesterday that the government will recognise a Palestinian state in September unless Israel meets certain conditions. What's your view?
I agree with that, and I do so as a former United Kingdom Middle East minister. At the time, in 2000, I was actually negotiating with an Israeli prime minister in Tel Aviv and Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian leader in Gaza. Well, of course, his office is now in under a pile of rubble, and Gaza has been virtually demolished. And I think it was right for Keir Starmer, the prime minister, to link a recognition of a state of Palestine, whatever that means today, because the West Bank has been effectively populated by illegal settlements, and it's under occupation effectively. And Gaza, of course, has been demolished. So what a Palestinian state would actually constitute now, but I think is a different question. But I think that he was right to say that we will do that as a United Kingdom unless there's a proper ceasefire, unless the Israeli government agrees to a ceasefire, which I think the whole world wants, to stop the killing, to stop the to allow aid to get in, and to stop the demolition of a whole people, which you begin to wonder whether Prime Minister Netanyahu actually wants to do. I'm a believer in a two-state solution, a Palestinian state alongside a secure Israeli state, free from the kind of terrorist pogroms that happened on the 12th in October 2023. That was a terrible event. But as long as you don't have a political settlement, a negotiated settlement to this conflict, you will get these kind of atrocities happening. That's not to justify them at all on either side, but it is to say that the priority must be to negotiate a settlement. That's what we did in the end in Northern Ireland, and okay, it brought peace. It has to happen in the Middle East too.
Peter Hain, thank you very much for joining us on PM.